voices are good.
Yeah, we don't want
our voices are good, but I don't know if... Can y'all speak again?
Yeah, I'm just right here, speaking chit-chat. Into the microphone.
Boom, boom. Time is 9:51.
And we back. 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 And
welcome
we
to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com. SoundCloud, iTunes, however you're listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I'm so happy to be here. The greatest podcast since we invented talking. That's just that. There it is. Go back in time to the invention of talking. Nothing's been as good as this. My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I am Owens. And Dan's not here.
Yeah.
We were running wild running in wild. Dan's office with me, of course, David Perdue.
What's up, people? I just want to say that greatest sense of history of talking. You just, man. You get more and more...
So good at improv.
My goodness. Like, I want to give you a gold star of sorts. Anyway, for sure. Yeah, David Perdue here. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @doordie. That's @DUEORDIE. Man, yeah, we got some good things coming.
Yeah.
We got some good things coming. I wanted to do something, and I forgot to say to do it before we started, but I want to do something.
Okay.
I just want to shout out people that are reviewing on iTunes and stuff.
It's great.
Can we read a review? Is that too much on us?
No, I don't think that. I mean, it's not our words.
It's not our words. I'm just saying, is that too much praise?
No.
Y'all feel weird about that?
I feel like we deserve all the praise.
I don't know about that.
So, right. How does this happen? How do I get made fun of for being not confident and then being confident?
Your confidence comes in weird ways.
What's the review?
No, go.
Damon Sumner's with us as well.
What's up, good people? Glad to be here. Ready to get into it. Got some good topics. Got a little bit at the end for you. Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. Let's do it.
All right, so jump into the first topic.
Let's do it.
Let's do the first topic. All right. Biggest sports story of the week, obviously, is LeVar Bell, the father of the Ball brothers. One's at UCLA right now, probably going to be a top five pick. The other two are going to be great basketball players if they're not already. Anyway, the father of this Ball family has started coming at former players. Said he could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one game. Said he could beat Charles Barkley one-on-one. He has talked about getting his son a $1 billion shoe deal. This is the same guy that compared his son to Steph Curry. Currently the unanimous MVP, he thinks his son is just as good. Do you guys like this kind of confidence just from a dad? Just saying, I'll take on one of the greatest players of all time one-on-one.
Listen, when I first heard this, I was like, man, that dude's brilliant. Yeah, he's brilliant. Call out Michael Jordan? That's brilliant. Who doesn't want to meet Michael Jordan? He might have never in his wildest dreams did he have a chance to meet Michael Jordan. And now, just knowing how competitive Jordan is, throwing that challenge out there, yeah, he'll get embarrassed. But guess what? I'll have a story to tell. Shout out to that. I like this. The more and more this dude comes out, Mr. Ball, the more I like him. Put $1 billion up for the kids. You want $1 billion for your kid? Why are we not wanting $1 billion for our kids as parents? You know what I mean? Why are we shooting so low? Would you want your kids to make a couple hundred thousand? No.
Some people's kids aren't worth $1 billion.
But I love the Nobody's fact worth that he believes. That's not true.
That is.
That's not true. In your world. But we'll talk about that later on. We'll talk about baseball. Anyway, I like it. I like the fact that he's going for $1 billion for his kids. I like the fact he's shooting for the stars and beyond the stars. If your family don't ride for you, you ain't got nobody riding for you. It ain't worth it. So I appreciate Mr. Ball out here challenging. And I do think he'll beat Barkley.
This is the last time I want to talk about this guy.
Man.
This is the last time. This is what happens when the internet misfires. The internet is an amazing invention. Right? It's an amazing invention. Mm-hmm. And I love it for a lot of reasons. But when you give people too much spotlight, they don't know how to handle it. They go off the hinges. This man has went off the hinges here. And it's not his fault because he's not 100%. It's because we've given too much spotlight an opportunity for people. So then you just be like, oh man, let me just keep the spotlight on me. Let me do this guy. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's nothing wrong with loving the fact that he would say these foolish words, because they're foolish words. I think we all can agree that they're foolish words.
Yeah.
So, right? So to say that you're going to beat the greatest player in NBA history is foolish, but you make it and people talk about it. You go on TV, you're getting press. So this is a problem that we have to deal with, because we're like, let's continue to give people this attention. It's 16 and pregnant all over again. This is what happens when we give people the wrong attention.
Yeah.
This is foolish.
So here's a quote from one of LeVar Ball's teammates from college.
Okay.
He said, "It's laughable."
Okay.
The stats speak for themselves.
Sure.
How?
And again, I'm not saying he's beating Jordan.
Right.
Jordan went. He's beating Barkley.
How big is LeVar Ball? What's his stature?
I couldn't find it.
It's not to be found. Here's what I know.
What position did he play? Can we
Barkley
find that?
Can barely walk. Like, he doesn't move. He had two hips replaced or something like that. He can't. He's not the Barkley.
I'm putting my money on Barkley right now. You heard it first, right here.
You will be Barkley in basketball.
Barkley is still a professional.
Well, raise your hand if you've ever seen Barkley live, like in person.
No, I've never seen
recently.
Him in person.
I've seen this man come into a place. He's one, not as tall as you think he is. He's two, he is not walking well. I'm saying this with all confidence.
Look, pull up. When you challenge a man's bravado nationally and publicly, there's an innate testosterone and adrenaline.
That's all the way going with Barkley. He's not exercised that testosterone or what volatility.
Don't let the suit coat fool you, baby.
I'm not letting the suit coat. I'm letting them two little baby puppy dogs that he's screaming about fool me. He's not beating any of us in basketball.
Have you seen him walk in
person? He looks in better shape than Barkley.
He's 6'6".
Who?
Already taller than Barkley.
LeVar Ball is 6'6".
Already 3 inches taller than Barkley.
He played 26 career games. He played one season.
I know Barkley was better than him back in his prime. I'm looking at people
now. What you're saying right
currently
now,
in life.
Which is important to know.
Barkley cannot. The last time I saw Barkley play anything basketball, there was a clip of him and Dwayne Wade kind of playing around. At that point in time, when he was healthier, I was like, I could beat him in basketball. He doesn't pick up a basketball anymore. Nothing about him is basketball anymore. Like, at least the ball.
So we got
that,
two non-basketball playing
no,
people.
The ball dude is at least looks like he exercises once.
We have a bunch of skinny people all the time on Instagram. Can't do nothing athletic.
I don't think you guys know how bad Barkley looked when he did this. Anyway.
I think you might be overestimating this man full of hot air.
No. I'll say this.
One of the top 50 arguably greatest players ever.
Yeah.
Who might not have played in a decade. If you give
in
him
a decade,
month, I would not doubt in a month.
Remember when they gave him months to run a race against an old dude and he lost that race when he had good
this
hips?
This isn't a race.
I know, but I'm saying is he couldn't even do that good and he had plenty of time to do it. I just want to highlight a couple things about the Ball family. Well, not the Ball family, but just this whole situation with the dad. I love the dad because it reminds me of Richard Williams, Phoenix and Serena's dad. Yeah, yeah. And everybody was like, he crazy. Yeah. But then his daughters went out there and backed it up.
Fact.
I'm not saying that the Ball boys would do it.
Fact.
But I appreciate someone coming out there and just being like, we shooting for the stars.
Uh-huh.
The second thing I want to say about the Ball family is I think it's very interesting. This is the first time that I can remember someone so highly touted as a basketball player that already kind of comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Me and my brother were talking about this. Like, they're from like Chino Hills, which is a very nice, like, they're not poor at all.
Yeah, they ain't
so
poor.
Like him throwing out a billion to me doesn't seem as crazy as it is like, oh, we know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so like, if we play the game right, if we do, you know what I mean, if my boys do what I believe in their abilities they can do,
sure.
I don't see why between the three of them we can't get a billion.
Sure.
$1 billion family.
Mm-hmm. But also here's the thing. With these quotes specifically, he's not talking about his kids. He's made it all about him. So he's not out there going, my kids are great. He's done doing that. Now he's going, oh, hey, you saw my kids? Let me take over for a little bit. I know my kids are doing stuff on the court. Let me talk about what I could do. He said I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one, not beat him. He has his whole strategy planned out, but it's all about him. He's not out there talking about his kids anymore.
He has, though. He has confidence in his
kids. He used that to get the spotlight on himself.
I think it's all about his kids.
He literally used his kids to make these outrageous quotes so that he would be the story.
Sure. I mean, I can see how you would say that. I think ultimately it is about him making his kids a bunch of money, something that he's taking care of. Sure. I think he believes in his kids personally. I think
it's wrong believing in his kids. Rich.
No, I think it's very Richard Williams-esque, where it's like, oh, this is wild. This dude's crazy. And then he's like, all right, kids, go back it
Richard,
up.
The Williams are one in a million outliers of the families who lived up to the hype that anybody in their family said they were. Mm-hmm. So, again, I mean, I'm not sure how much we've talked about differently than last time, but there's got to be so much hope, which is good, in the fact that one out of three will do an inkling of what you hope they will do. Right? Mm-hmm. That's just one third, right? Mm-hmm. If you could just get one of them, the first one, the second one, the third one, it don't matter. If you can at least get one of them to do an inkling of what, then we look back and be like, you know what? Man, that man wasn't that crazy. But right now, this man needs to sit down somewhere, fall down a cliff, twist his ankle, and just go to sleep.
I like both statements. I like Ali saying I'm the best. I'm gonna beat everybody.
Ali
was
a fighter. This man ain't playing. I mean, at Nate, 1 point for you. Let's see how many points he keeps throughout the whole podcast. This is it. We're not talking about him at 19 years old, LeVar Ball, trying to come out of college and say, yo, I'll play Jordan. This is a 50-plus-year-old man who's challenging other 50-year-old men and talking about Jordan back in his prime, saying we beat him. Ali was an amazing champion at that time, so that one doesn't count. The Williams were going to be young and going to be potentially great. That doesn't count. We're talking about a guy right now who we don't know, one, when he was in his quote-unquote prime, was lame, and now who is definitely not in his prime is probably even more lame. So that's where there's a big difference in this boldness of speech.
All right, let me be very clear. I feel like we agree on the thing. Like, I'm very pro him, pro his kids, and very pro him beating Charles Barkley. And I don't think he beat Jordan.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't think that he thinks. I don't believe that he could have beat Jordan back in the day or Barkley back in the day or anything. I'm not saying that. I just like people to come out and say stuff that they really believe. You know what I mean? Like, I like bold statements. Sure. I like because it's really not that far fetched.
But then that doesn't make fully sense because he said all that stuff and he can't really believe that he would have beat Jordan. I mean, that's.
Honestly, I just think he just wanted to be Michael Jordan. I think he thinks that would push his button.
I think we need to just stop as a country giving him a microphone and a camera.
As soon as I saw that, I said, I'm about to call out Dave Chappelle. I'm like, I'll bury you.
Listen, everybody just to tell let him America,
put me on the show.
Tell America to
Chris
stop
Rock.
Giving this man a spotlight.
Chris Rock.
Don't give him any more spotlight.
You don't want these 10 minutes, Chris Rock.
Chappelle, you don't want to see me for 5 minutes.
Chappelle,
brother.
My 7 will bury you, bro. I know you got a Netflix special coming out. Put your boy out. That's
you
all
get
I'm
your two other comics to take on all three comics.
Yeah.
You meet us in
I'm
Atlanta.
I'm telling you right now,
right
Dave
now.
Chappelle,
right
that
now.
Nate Owens will bury you.
Bury you. You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
4th and 10.
This is not good.
Chris Rock, you don't want to see these Owens
That's
lines.
It, son.
These punchlines is
Confederate money? Ain't that?
On,
I can't
man.
Think of a bit better.
Come on, man.
What
you going to bring up? Bullets is
expensive? What are you going to talk about? Women be shopping?
Women be shopping. Been there. Done that.
Competing against flip-flops?
On,
are you
man.
Crazy, bro?
Come on, man.
You sick?
You don't want these hands gaffigan.
Come on, bro.
You don't want these jokes, Bert.
Out of all my bits, you went with Confederate money than flip-flops.
Nate Owens
like, believe in yourself, but we got you.
We got you, man.
We got you, bro.
Come Let's on, man. Kevin Hart, you can't follow Nate.
That's it. A football stadium, that's it?
Football stadium.
Bro, how about Nathan Owens going to sell out Rhode Island?
Come on,
how
right?
How about that? How
Whole
about a state?
State? Whole state.
How about that then, big
Get
job?
Your numbers
how about
up,
that?
Kevin Hart.
Jumanji remake?
Yeah.
Come on. Lame old.
We got to get that movie. That's going to come out. That's how it happens. That's how it works.
That's how it goes.
There's 7 movies he's done. I'm like, dang, I forgot that. I'm sorry.
Crazy. Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving.
We got 4 minutes. 4 minutes on this.
This is a good. That's enough time for this topic.
Yeah.
Topic two, Darko Milicic. I know the name doesn't mean anything to you. Came out in 2003. Number 2 pick. Was a huge bust. This is why the draft means so much and so little at the same time. He went before Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and even, I believe, Kyle Korver as well. 6 points, 18 minutes, over 10 years. That's not important. What is important that he's a farmer now in Serbia.
Is he a farmer?
He's a farmer now in Serbia. And
Salt
he goes on
earth.
To talk about that when he was playing, you know, he didn't live up to the hype. It was all on him, which is true. He felt like since he was from Europe, he thought he was sent from God. But the best part was that he said he would come to practice drunk on the Detroit Pistons, yo.
Bruh.
Is this, one, and he says this, so he appreciates his honesty, but one, question to me is like, man, how likely do you think that was happening elsewhere as well? right? It's probably what's happening a lot, right? Late nights, early mornings. Yeah.
Well, didn't we find out Ron Artest used to drink at halftime?
I heard that one.
There was some story like him drinking Hennessy at halftime.
At halftime?
Coming out a little.
On which team though? The Pacers or the Lakers?
Lakers.
On the Lakers?
Yeah.
I've never heard that story.
I've heard
that. I mean, I'm not doubting it.
I've heard that one. I've heard that story.
I mean, you're changing it to Metal World Peace. I'm not going to.
Right.
Not
That's what he did. At the hit of the Henny, he's like, man, I don't like Ron no more. Dress me otherwise. So the thing about Darko, I think, is interesting is like he came in the league, he was like 17.
Yeah, he was a young dude.
So he was underage drinking. Yeah. Which means, which lets me know he was drinking. Yes. I mean, yeah.
In Serbia, you start drinking at like 8, I think.
Months? Yeah, eight months, I'm pretty sure.
He was sent by guys, so he would get into fights. He would spend on people.
Yeah, I've also heard stories about Darko. He was so immature. Like, he would just run around the locker room naked, and people like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Yeah, just be like, he would, like, do silly.
Just a drunk toddler naked?
Yeah, just a naked baby.
That's not good.
Just naked baby.
I am giant baby.
I'm giant baby.
That's not good.
Are you Russian now?
I don't know. Serbian.
What is Serbian?
That was disrespectful.
Yeah.
That was.
Mate.
He was confident with that, too.
He was.
He's like, they'll like this. He had seen a 007 movie.
Yeah.
Like, you guys could just pull a Serbian accent.
That's what I wouldn't do it. That's what I wouldn't do it at all.
Wisdom.
There's nobody listening that can correct me.
Oh, man. Don't underestimate our listeners.
Please, we have Serbian listeners. I hope somebody's offended by a Serbian accent. It's
somebody
like,
gonna bring this Darko today because we got them listening right now.
Right now, why would you bring up an accent that you have no idea to do?
I'm pretty sure that's what Serbian people sound.
You
like.
Don't? Can you say? Can you spell Serbian?
S E R B I A N.
Serbian.
Serbian.
S U R B I A N.
Stop. Okay. All right. All right. Are you drunk?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good right now.
He's a farmer.
That's
now.
That's a giant farmer.
He's a 7-foot farmer. I remember watching the thing, like the pre-draft, and everybody was like, this is going to be the dude.
Oh, yeah?
This is going to be the dude. I will say this. I would be drunk, too, if I had to go play like that starting five in practice all the time. And you know, you know you're not playing.
He was supposed to come out and be on a championship team.
He was on a championship team.
Let me be clear. He was supposed to be an instrumental piece on the championship team.
That lets you know how good the Pistons were. They had a number three or two overall draft
number
pick.
Number two.
Who never played, and they won a championship.
Against one of the greatest dynasties.
You know, he was getting bullied by Ben. Like, he was getting bullied by, like.
Oh, yeah. Ben Wallace was probably, what, 6 inches shorter than he was?
Yeah.
And just pushed him out of the way.
Yeah, Ben Wallace was from Starberry.
Yeah.
And one shoe.
And was Rasheed there at the same time, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
Rasheed probably bought him the drinks. Come on now.
And they're wilding out.
Yeah, just going, look at the drunk baby.
There's live highlights.
Thank goodness there was no, like, YouTube or anything. I mean, not YouTube, but, like Instagram Live and stuff like that. Facebook Live. We just have Naked Darko out here just running around.
Naked Darko, bro. That's not what you want.
Rasheed would just get Naked Darko out here.
That's not what you want at all, brother.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Shout out to him, man. I hope his peach crop comes up well.
Nobody making peaches?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Can you farm peaches? Is that it?
I think. I hope so.
I guess so.
Darko, let us know how your tomatoes are doing. Holler at us.
Come holler at us, bro.
Yeah, man.
If you some fruit.
Yeah, man. If you got a hog you want to slaughter and let us eat, you know, we down to get some bacon.
That's true. I'd go with some good bacon right now.
Good bacon, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like good bacon.
All right. Keep it going. Next topic. Vince Carter, still in the NBA at the age of like 58, I think.
Ooh,
I don't know how old he is.
He's 40.
He's 40. Yeah. He's still contributing, still playing reasonably well for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So, not sure how this came up. He said he was a better dunker than Jordan. Agree with that statement? Yes or no?
I'm going first?
I can go first.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
But also, I saw Vince Carter play.
Right.
I did not, when I was watching basketball, Jordan was a wizard.
Sure.
So,
okay.
I didn't witness Jordan's heyday. I feel like I did Vince Carter.
Sure.
So, that's where I'm leaning.
I got you. I would say yes as well, in the sense of this. When I think of dunking, I think of in-game. I also think of in any outside NBA play, so their Olympic play. All-star game play, as well as the slam dunk competition. They're probably going to be, they're both probably, in my opinion, top three dunkers.
Ooh.
I'll put the human highlight film in that top three. That'll be my three.
That's your three?
That'd probably be my three. And so, no particular order.
Nah, that ain't my three.
And so, with that being said, I think there's something about Jordan was an amazing dunker from the slam, you know, the free throw line and the gliding and the air, you know, but there was something about not only the force that they both had, but also like the creativity, I think, and also maybe even more so just a tad of the unexpectedness, because there would be oops that you would catch, that Carter would catch, and he would just like come out of nowhere with a windmill alley oop. Like, you'd be like, wait, what just happened? So I got a chance to see both of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got a chance to see Jordan in the 90s win titles, and then I got a chance to see, you know, Carter, you know, be in his prime as well. So I'm giving a slight edge to, yeah, at the current moment, Vince Carter is the greatest dunker of all time. All
right, I got Vince for sure. Vince Carter has the greatest in-game dunk of all time. You jumped over a 7-footer. Well, you jumped over a whole man.
That's the great, yeah, that's
a whole 7-foot man.
Greatest in-game dunk of all time. You jumped all the way over him and dunked
on him. So, yeah, Vince Carter, I had two questions. Sure. One, I think, who's a better player at 40, Vince or Jordan?
That's Jordan. Next question.
You think so?
Yeah.
Vince looks athletic.
Jordan was averaging 20 points for the Wizards.
He wasn't 40, though.
Yeah, he was.
Was he 40?
Yeah, he was 39-40.
If he was 39-40, then sure. Yeah. I don't know why I thought I had him at like 37, 38. If he was 40, all right, then that's no question. Uh-huh. So my second question is, you got Jordan. I don't have him in my top three.
You have Jordan top three?
I don't have him
what
top
you got?
Three.
What you got top three? No, you got to put in order. Just boom, boom, boom.
All right, Vince Carter is sure. definitely there. Uh-huh. I got Gerald Green.
Okay.
And, you know, hometown team Neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, nobody's respecting Gerald Green.
Dunking.
Nobody's dunking. Gerald Green.
We're talking about his dunks.
I know exactly what we're talking about.
You want to say
talking about Gerald Green?
I'll put Al Levine in there before Jordan as dunking.
Oh boy,
dunking.
Oh boy,
Jordan's not doing what he did.
You might want to go back contest. And look at Jordan in the '80s.
I get all that.
You
what I'm saying is people
with the fade
literally,
and the short shorts.
Literally, people have evolved like dunking. I'm not saying he's can hold a candle to MJ basketball wise or even in game
dunking.
I'm talking about in the prime in game. Not even in game. I'm talking about slam dunk contest dunking. Creativity, all that. Yeah. Jordan, look, catch back then, we were thrilled. We were thrilled when Jordan jumped from the free throw line. That was crazy.
Sure.
That's amazing.
You don't think Jordan
Levine,
go
and then
do
Levine
did
no.
back in the '80s when he won
no.
the dunk contest?
No.
Man, stop.
People are different now.
Man, stop.
Bodies are different.
Man, stop. That's nah. silly.
No, Jordan's not doing that.
That young yellow ball would jump, put the ball behind his back and dunk. Because
if Jordan
could have
done
dunks.
It, he would have done it.
No.
Couldn't do it.
He didn't have to.
What do you mean he didn't have to? He didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do
what? No, what I'm saying is no one was even trying to push their bodies to do those types of things.
Because I didn't have
back
to.
Then.
They
What's
were the
what
originators. So I didn't have to push myself that far.
So you're a better dunker now.
Who? Like, no, that doesn't mean you're a better dunker now. That means
not?
You had to try to top what was old.
So, no, he did what was old easily and then added crazy things to it.
How did
to
he do it? What did he add crazy things
he
to
He did
it?
A windmill to the free throw line dunk.
Sure.
He we took were, his whole arm in the rim.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is
Jordan. What's Jordan's greatest dunk?
What's his greatest dunk?
Greatest dunk.
I don't know. Probably when he dunked on three Knicks all at the same time. I mean, I don't. That was probably one of his greatest dunks.
Okay.
What I'm saying is because you came in after it's very similar with parenting and teaching. Just because you can't forget what old has done. It's not just what have you done.
No
for
one's
me lately.
Forgetting it.
Because if you put Levine earlier in that time,
yeah.
with Neek, with Spudwell, with Dr. J, with Moses Malone. You know what I'm saying? With all the big dogs, with Sean Kemp, Raymond.
Sure.
You put him there,
sure.
he doesn't have to create anything because he is part of the originators. So then now you take Jordan, you flip-flop him is what I'm saying. And then Jordan, with his, what I'm saying is you take both of them in their essence and their capability. And you're saying the prime of Jordan wouldn't be able to do what Levine did now? That's silly.
I'm saying is Bob Cousy
Jordan
was
could
probably,
glide in the air like he was walking.
Bob Cousy is probably amazing ball handler for his time.
Sure.
Right? But he's no ball handler compared to Jason Williams, White Chocolate.
Because like he wasn't having to, he wasn't needing to do all
that's
of that.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, people build on other things.
Sure. Which doesn't necessarily make it better because you built
does
them.
It does make it better. Drive a Model T tomorrow. See if you like it
so
the same way
you're
you drive.
You're telling me a comic who has a similar style as Lenny Bruce or Red Fox is better just because they're coming after?
Yeah, because you know what not to do.
No, that doesn't make you better,
no,
son.
There's
it
no
makes you different.
Lenny
it doesn't
Bruce,
make you better.
Lenny Bruce couldn't make it in today. It's not working.
Oh, silly,
it's like
silly.
You, it's like you saying a rotary phone is better than the iPhone.
Yeah. Where your cord at?
That's, no. Yeah, cords.
Like, one, that's not what I'm saying
cords
at all.
Cords did more for phones.
What I am saying is everything newer is not better. That's what I'm wanting. That's what
when
I am
dunks
saying.
Dunks are concerned, I think
yeah.
they are.
No.
Dunks
I'm
have
not,
only gotten
if you
better.
Played the same dunks from that 80 whatever with Jordan and Nick.
You might want to go back. Look
Jason
at the
Richardson was a better dunker.
Oh, then now, what? Now you wild.
In then, contest?
Then
yes.
Jordan?
Yes, in a dunk right. contest, Jason right. Richardson
you guys,
didn't win.
You guys are going to be
Nate,
very
I'm
dismayed.
I'm off the boat.
Guys, please make sure you tweet these two silly people about this nonsense they're talking about now. Mm. That boy said Jason Richardson. He said Gerald Green and...
Have you seen Gerald Zach Green? Lee.
Yes. His I watch basketball.
His hops are literally... They're more impressive.
Guys,
his
please,
vertical
please
is like
make
off
sure
the
you
chart.
Give us a lot of mentions and tweets about this silly stuff.
You're going to be surprised.
About this. I will be surprised by all of the encouragement I get.
No, the people
don't put
with
me
you.
In a lot of mentions. I'll be looking for mentions. Yeah, no. I'm like, I don't see. Like, yeah. I don't think they know I'm on this podcast, which is fine. I don't lose any sleep. But please
y'all,
make sure
y'all
you mention
David.
No, yeah. Please make sure you mention Nate and David and be like, really? Just a lot of reallys. Just a lot of reallys for this topic. Guys, that's minus two. Your points are gone. Davey, you're in the hole. Pick it up. Here we go. Next topic. Nate Hayes.
Nate
my most favorite topic. Top early. We got Nate Hayes in the top five this week here. Nate, what were hating on this week?
Yeah, so I would say HGTV is one of the dumbest things we've ever done. Because now, to give them credit, the smartest thing they have done is they have taken the exact same show, given it different hosts, and put it on all day. Mm. It's the same show all day. It's literally like SportsCenter changed the lights and changed the hosts, and you think there was nine different SportsCenters. There's not. It's the same thing every time. Here is every single HGTV home improvement show. Here's a house that's not great. Put a lot of money into it. Now we made it great. Rinse and repeat. That's literally what they do all day with different, weirder people every single time. Every single episode can be summed up like this. Here's not a great house. Here's some money. Should we bust this wall out? Here's some furniture that's from our furniture company that's definitely not staying in this house. We went under budget. Hooray. And that takes them 30 minutes. It takes them 30 minutes to do that. I don't like the two brothers that look like mannequins that came to life. Those guys kind of freak me out a little bit. I'm sure they're very nice guys, but I feel like they like sit on tricycles and like hold hands and talk to people that come into their parents' house. Those guys are the Property Brothers are creepy. Am I off on that? Can we at least agree on that a little bit?
No.
They
no.
look like mannequin vampires.
No.
They're not.
Nope.
They're one of the best shows on HGTV.
They're one of the most successful shows.
Which would make one of the best.
Here's I feel like a little under like I'm shouldn't be saying what I'm about to say.
All right.
But I'm going to say
this
it.
Is good.
What you're saying, Nate, sounds like something that someone who does not own a home would say.
I definitely don't own
a home. And I don't own a home either. But what I'm saying is, I don't think you can appreciate the shows HGTV has.
But
because you're like, what is this? They're just fixing houses? People who have houses like, oh, they're showing us how to fix the houses.
No, but that's the thing. They're not. The scam is that... All right, so
I love how you call it a whole channel scam.
The married couple that does it
mm-hmm.
with the weird redheaded guy. That's okay. always smiling. Mm-hmm. Like he's way. It's like you might be a serial killer. You're way too happy all the time. They own the companies that improve these houses. So they own the furniture company. They mm-hmm. own the fixings of the house, whatever else, which means the budget that they're spending doesn't go into that. So they go, this is a $3,000 chair. We're going to put it in this house for free. Oh, wow, we're under budget. By the way, we're taking that chair with us. That's not your chair.
You mad they getting paper?
Yes.
Why are you mad?
A little, because it's not real. These people don't.
You want real?
The house at the end of the episode
you want real
is not
TV?
The house that these people are living in next week. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's just hire somebody to come in and repaint your walls and then knock down one wall and then say, oh, this is nice because it opens up the room and then leave. And that's all that HGTV does for these people.
Can I just say this before you go into it, Damon? I'm proud of you, Nate. I'm proud of you. Because this is one of the few hates that you've had mm-hmm. that you've clearly done some research on. Mm-hmm. Like, you've watched multiple episodes mm-hmm. of this.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe.
Yet, huh?
Maybe.
No.
You named pretty much
all of the shows in your own way. And then it was like, now I hate this. And I just want to say... That's growth, bro. That's growth. You used to hate just off the top of your head. You investigated your hate.
It used to just be from the gut.
You're from the gut, and you like.
And now it's from the brain.
And so I know this one is real.
Oh,
and it's also real dumb. Mm-hmm. It's a real dumb hate. It's a crazy hate to hate on a show, on a whole network designed to improve
homes.
What are
some of your favorite channels? What are some of your favorite networks then that you do enjoy watching shows on?
Just
Channels, networks.
So sports.
Wait a minute. You watch SportsCenter? That's the same thing.
He just said that.
I do, but they also don't present it as seven different shows.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
SportsCenter is always presenting exactly the same. Like, oh, hey, just for tuning in to the same story.
Right, but they don't go, oh, up next is
they do
a completely different name.
SportsCenter and Van Pelt at night, they're like, oh, this is different. This is the same thing.
What's different? Slide over to ESPN News.
Yeah. Same thing.
Sports Nation. The Jump. Same thing. All the same. We watch the same sports stories every day, all day, Around the Horn, PTI, First Take. Yeah. It's the same
stories. You watch First Take and PTI and Around. No, you watch Around the Horn.
Highly questionable. It's all the same show. Yeah. The Jump.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
My feelings of ESPN have been made clear.
I mean, you can watch whatever other bootleg Sports Nation is with.
What other shows?
What's another channel you got?
Yeah, another channel.
I watch a lot of FX stuff.
FX.
I figured that out, yeah.
Okay, like what? Give us two shows on there.
So Man Seeking Woman is
pretty good.
Uh-huh. I started watching Legion.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I hate that these shows are on this. I watch the CW more than I should.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I watch Marvel.
It's the superhero show.
Those are all the same.
Yeah. They're...
Watch them, so I know.
But they at least admit, like, they'll cross over. There's never going to be a Property Brothers crossover with...
Yeah, they've already done that.
Have they?
Yeah, it's been done. Come on, son, keep up.
Mm,
I understand.
You almost
mind is full, but you got 1 point, though, for coming from the soul.
Yeah.
Nice catch, sir. Listen, we're not all negative, people. We're about encouragement and growth and building up.
Your hate is growing.
Whenever we shut down Nate, it's because we care for him as a person.
Yeah.
I want to see him
blossom.
It's
not no malice, people. People always come up to us like, oh, y'all hate Nate.
No.
We love Nate enough to tell him.
Y'all need friends like David and Damon. That's what you need.
Exactly. We love Nate enough to tell him when he sound dumb.
That's it. That's what a real friend do.
Because as a friend, you represent all of us, Nathan.
Let's keep it going.
Next topic.
Number five, baseball. Is it back? It's kind of back.
Spring training.
World Baseball Classic, though, is going on right now. Top countries around the globe playing baseball. America's former pastime in the building.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Dave is going to catch us up here, the baseball expert.
All right. So let me be very clear to say I have not watched all of the World Baseball Classic.
Uh-huh.
I'm not home enough to watch it, but I will say this. I would hope that the casual or less than casual sports fan tries to watch some of the World Baseball Classic, because it is an example of what happens when you get the stuffiness of baseball out of baseball.
Mm.
Like, it is a completely different game watching Cuba play, watching South Korea play. I think South Korea, Japan, the Dominican, Colombia. Like, it's enjoyable because the players are enjoyable. The atmosphere is enjoyable. I forgot who it was. I want to say it was the Dominicans who played in Miami, and it was the biggest attended game in that stadium in their stadium's history.
Sure,
which means they have a Marlins team.
Mm-hmm.
Professional baseball team did not come out the same way they came for the Dominican team.
Big money.
And
contract.
they had the flags. Mm-hmm. They had the noisemakers. Mm-hmm. They players are jumping. Like, every time somebody scores, the whole team runs out, high five, handshakes, crazy. David Ortiz just shows up in a jersey and jeans. He's just in the dugout. Everybody's having fun. Nobody's worried about, am I playing the game right way? Am I showing them up?
Yeah.
Like, and then this was made it. My contrast is I flipped to a Braves spring training game.
Sure.
Granted, it's a little different.
A little spring training.
But just watching the people watch the game, no one wanted to be there. Like, it was just a bunch of, just to be really honest, a bunch of old white dudes with their scorecards yelling at a kid that's cheering too loud or something like. It was so unfun.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much fun watching. Maybe it's because they all know each other. They ain't got to worry about speaking English together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much less pressure, but it's so much more fun to watch that. I was like, I'd rather watch a Dominican League game in throughout the summer, like a Dominican League series, than watch Major League Baseball anymore. Like, that's how much fun it was to watch World Baseball Classic.
There's a flair that other cultures bring to baseball.
Yeah.
That
white people ruin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baseball needs to embrace this, but you can see them. They fought it. They fought it with Puig.
Yeah.
That's the one they fought it with the most, I feel like. Baseball needs bat flips. It needs flair. It just needs fun.
Fun.
Like, just fun. Just have the game is so much fun. The World Baseball Classic reminds me of like when we played.
Yeah. Like honestly, it reminded me of soccer.
Okay.
No. Like watching soccer, like when we watched the Atlanta team play and the atmosphere you can see, like it reminded me, I was like, oh, this is why people like the people are into it.
Sure.
Like you're, the fans are allowed to be real fans.
Yeah.
In baseball, you can, people yell at you for liking, you know, for liking, for being too loud. I got my scorecard. I'm trying to listen to it on the radio. That's the, people still bring the radio to listen to the game at the game.
At the game.
No, not the World Baseball Classic. Dominicans, they got the flag going. People brought, I don't know what them things is called, but they're knocking on them. People run around screaming. And the players are having fun. Because they're not worried about someone saying, you're not playing the game the right way. Or we do it right. They're like, no, we're having fun. And we're being really good, bring a really good product to the field.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it was frustrating. Like, I flipped back and I was like, oh, this is going to be 162 games of not this now. Like, watching the World Baseball Classic is very depressing. Because you realize that like, that's what baseball
is
should
America
be.
Is America in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still in it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there's no excitement there.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not rooting for American War. I'll be very clear. I'm not rooting for American War Baseball Classic.
That's stupid.
Why?
Because they're
American. Are they having fun?
Yes, they're having fun.
Not like them Dominicans. not like the Venezuelans. The Venezuelans. They are having fun.
You know how to speak Venezuelan? You got an accent for that?
Throw that one out, Nate.
No. Can you spell Venezuela?
I can spell Venezuela.
I don't think so.
I can definitely spell Venezuela.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, as you look it up.
V-E-N-E-C-E-L.
Hey, did you say
Nate knows how to use the internet?
Venezuela.
Yeah. Anyway, I know, Damon, you're not a baseball fan, and I get it.
I mean, like, I
it helped. It helped me get why people aren't fans even more.
Sure.
Watching people actually enjoy playing.
It was a fun. I think you brought up a good point, though. The environment is very stuffy.
So stuffy.
I mean, I played baseball for 2 seasons and enjoyed the sport.
Yeah.
Outfielder, pitcher, yada yada. So I definitely have appreciation for the game. It is a very challenging game.
Yeah.
It can be a very fun game. And I think you hit, I mean, y'all both kind of hit it right on the head. Like, but baseball, until Major League Baseball specifically, continues to try to allow embed and kind of take the chains off.
Yeah.
I think then it will still be what it is now. And I think probably even, I mean, from watching, maybe it was radio. There's something amazing about listening to old kind of classic baseball on radio. That was some kind of some excitement in the announcer's voice too. Yeah. Really made it. The crowd goes, you know.
Yeah.
So I think now it's definitely lost a lot of that spark.
Right.
But yeah, when people are having a good time, I almost feel like it's like a family reunion game. And everybody out there just, you know, say, you got your red family reunion shirt on. They got their purple and gold family reunion shirt on.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's a radio going. Somebody got a cookout. There's a fish plate in the back. Big James over there cooking over there or something. And everybody just having a good time, bat flipping.
That's
like
what
that.
The World Baseball
you know what
Classic
saying? Somebody got a headband on. Like, it's a good time. So I respect that. I mean, just, I probably, how long is it going?
A couple more weeks.
Yeah, a couple more weeks.
Maybe a week.
The final four isn't solid. So Japan's in. Uh-huh. Netherlands are in.
Netherlands.
So now I think USA is playing Venezuela.
Okay.
Puerto Rico is playing the Dominican Republic.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Winner and runner up in that pool goes to the semifinal.
It just it's fun.
Hey, baseball. You see what's up? Major League Baseball specifically.
And here's all right,
just play baby. Dominican games.
I'm gonna throw the flag too.
Go ahead.
Here's kind of what's frustrating too is that even within America, college baseball is more fun.
It is.
College baseball lets people celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
They have rally caps.
I watch college baseball of Major League Baseball.
That's the thing. So this, it's almost, it's not
LSU
even like
Florida.
It's just Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys have fun playing baseball with flair and with pizzazz and with personality up until they get drafted. And then they're like, baseball's not fun anymore.
Well, because the culture, they don't allow them to do. Yeah, they just,
it's so frustrating.
If you take the four major sports in America, I think the two most fun, no particular order, or the two most cultures that seem to have the most fun, again, no particular order, but you have NBA, NHL, and then you've got NFL, Major League Baseball, right? When you talk about fun, right? Because no fun, we talked about that a couple times. So it's like, baseball really, and then NFL as well. Like, you've got to get back to the love of the game and the enjoyment of the game. Playground, sandlot, throw up tackle, jackpot, like playing in the street, like stickball.
No
like
one's
all
worried
that.
About the speed of those games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baseball's trying to fix it by like, oh, it's too slow. No. You're just stuffy and boring.
Yeah.
And no one wants to see it played that way. And you can't sell people like all those plays like, oh, it's a kid's game. We're playing. Well, then play like kids.
Yeah.
What's frustrating about baseball is the people who are the least connected are the most important. And that's what killed. Like, these baseball writers that decide who's in the Hall of Fame or not don't understand what's happening right now. These people making these rule changes don't have a finger on the pulse of what baseball fans want and what potential baseball fans want. Mm. They have no idea. Mm. It's just, it kills me.
That's it.
Let's go. Next topic. I'm done talking about
baseball.
Baseball. All right. So next topic, Eddie Lacy, potentially, is he going to Seattle now?
Official, baby.
Officially in Seattle. That's not the story. We're not going to talk NFL free agency. We're going to talk Chinese food because Eddie Lacy is craving it.
And he loves Chinese food, yo.
He does.
Does he love Chinese food?
All right. So,
I don't know if he loves Chinese food.
He took to Twitter to talk about this. I'm going to go through these as quick as I can.
Important note, these are backdated. These are years old.
Yeah.
Some of these.
He has a history.
Start at the bottom.
I'm scrolling through moments.
But it ain't Chinese food he loves.
All right. Eddie Lacy on Twitter. I keep craving China food.
China food, people. Okay, go ahead.
Who keep wants going. To bring me some China food?
Man.
I want China food, ... in all caps. A lot of it. China food time.
These are different tweets, bro.
Maybe China food. Then I'm coming back to clean this room since I didn't yesterday. China food stopped and finally back to my room. # long day. Off to get some China food. Eben, back in the crib for the night. Craving China food again, all caps. I'm about to go get some China food, smiley face.
I'm not feeling great about.
Look, I really wish I hadn't started reading these. About to eat some China noodles and China watch noodles. Takers. Mm-mm. Takers.
Lacy, do better, bro.
China food it is.
What school he go to? LSU?
I can't stop eating China food. Shaking my head.
That's right. That boy's somebody at the input. Find someone who loves you as much as Eddie Lacy loves China food.
Why does Tweez read like a 3-year-old? China food now. China food. China food, mom, dad. Bro, China food. China food didn't clean my room.
That
China food.
Incomplete
sentences. Not a fully formed brain.
Subject and a predicate, bro. You gotta have a Lincoln verb. Yeah. You gotta have punctuation marks and China a conversation.
Food. Yeah. China food. It's like an impatient child.
What was that? China noodles.
Yeah, I want China noodles, mommy. China noodles.
That's literally like you telling people, like, they're like, hey, what did you been doing the past few years? Oh, well, I taught at China school. I went and taught it.
Yeah.
I taught these little China people.
Yeah.
You seen that China man over there?
It's a China man. That's essentially what he's doing.
Oh, it's so. Yeah. This reminds me a little bit. My younger brother, Roderick, was struggling in school. One of the classes he was struggling in, I was asking him about it. He goes, yeah, I'm not doing great in Chinese class. And I was like, maybe it's because you're calling it Chinese and not Mandarin. Like, you don't even know the name of the language. He's just like,
I feel like 90% of people don't know to call it Mandarin.
If you're in that class, you should know the title of
if
the
class. If
you're
in the class, yes. But 95% won't know that.
Yeah.
I've never even heard the term China food.
To say Chinese. Like, he was saying it so often. He was like, nah, I heard Chinese is inappropriate, so I'm going to go with China.
China food.
China food this, What's, China food that.
Well, the thing about Eddie Lacy is that he's been having weight struggles the last year. He was with Green Bay Packers, which was a good fit. He was, I believe, offensive player of the year, rookie of the year, something like that. Had a great few seasons. Struggled last year, injuries, blah, 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 weight issues. Got let go, essentially. Joined the Seahawks, which they was like, yo, let's get a new 2.0 beast mode. Went to another team, checked out another squad at 260. That's too big for the big dog right there. You know what I'm saying? Because his best years was around the 230, 240. Yeah. So you want to be in your prime. You want to be in your best. You're still a young dude. But what you call Pete Carroll, the Seahawks boy's like, yo, I want him big. The coach, he was like, yo, I want him big. I want him in the 240s.
Which feels really slave ownery. I like him big. I like him fast.
So put some more meat on that boy and get some biscuits in, yo.
Yeah. I will say this. It feels like Pete Carroll probably called Lacy and was like, hey, Eddie Lacy. Like, he's clearly trying to recreate USC days. Because they said he's also trying to get Jamal Charles. He's like, Jamal Charles. Like, he's trying to do the same thing where you got a huge, big old dude that nobody gonna care about, and then a little quick dude running around the back. Like, I feel like he's trying to recreate those USC days. But yeah, when they say I like him big and like him fast, that made me feel weird.
uncomfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Like I'm big or like I'm fast.
I'm like I'm fast. I like I'm big.
Well, I'm just
look at them thighs. And them running through the whole right thighs. There. Yeah.
You see
yeah,
a good
yeah.
piece of thigh meat, boy. You know he gonna be.
He
good.
Gonna be all right. Yeah. Look at that. Just yeah.
Good
calves.
Thigh meat. Man, you got good toe. Thigh meat.
I'm gonna let you guys just keep going.
How your thigh meat feeling right now?
It's good.
What?
Thigh meat. Do you have strong good thigh meat?
Good thigh meat. Why are you quiet right now?
What's up?
I don't. Like, I have no idea how to answer. You're the guy who said you didn't like talking about people's elbows, and now you're asking me about thighs.
Why are you avoiding the question? Thigh meat, pro or no? How you feel on it?
I know about my elbows.
In what context?
Do you know about your thigh? How do you feel about? Are you secure about your thighs?
Are you secure
my
your thigh
thighs.
Meat?
Thigh your meat. Thigh meat.
I wear shorts. A
do
lot.
You like your thigh
your
meat?
Thigh
it's
meat
fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Answer the question. Don't you lotion your body? You don't lotion your body.
You don't lotion your body.
Not my whole body.
Oh,
whoa,
there's a couple spots
it's
out
winter.
Here every once in a while.
You don't lotion your whole body?
Your whole body.
It hasn't really been winter, though.
But it's 35 degrees right
it's
now.
It's not like 15 this morning.
Today was the first, like,
no, it was cold
it's
yesterday.
Been cold this week.
Sure.
And you still
but
ain't
other
doing
than that,
it's February.
65.
And half
your
of
thighs
January.
Is out here just not lotioned up, huh?
No. No I don't.
That's bad for your skin, bro.
Come on, man.
You got dead, dry skin on your body.
It's yeah. on my thighs. Nobody's going to see it. I barely
that's
see
not
it.
That's not that's
see,
irrelevant, see?
It's not about
nobody
that.
Nobody's going to see your liver either. Mm-hmm. Are you taking care of your liver?
Yeah.
Well, what are you
all right.
What's
come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Nobody sees my lungs.
What are you
so
talking
I'll
about?
So I'll smoke
lungs
all day.
All day.
Get out of here.
Silly. The boy right here. Hey, lotion your body, people.
Lotion your
lotion
body.
Lotion your body. Take care of your thigh meat.
Get
that's
your,
all we're
also,
saying.
Your lips are part of your body. Get some chapstick.
Please.
I got, yeah, get some chapstick
please,
in your
life. I keep the chapstick on
Nate,
me.
Nate, you got chapstick? Nope. I don't know.
Well,
he looked away. Right. He looked away. Your
chapstick
driving.
Story was great. So, Damon and I went to a show together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's driving. he stops at a light, and he starts feeling for his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And he just goes, we may have to turn around. I forgot chapstick. And then he just goes, wait, no, check the pocket on the left side of that door. There it is.
Okay.
It was like he knew exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, this is. It was like.
They connected.
Like moonshiners that like pulled up like pieces of their floor
yeah.
to like pull out alcohol. That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, tap that. Door's going to open.
How many you keep in your car, Damon? One, two?
Oh, you'll keep about two.
I keep two.
About two. Yeah, keep about two in the car.
Nate, how many you keep?
None.
Man.
I don't
just,
like. I don't
you just
like
don't take care of your lips like that?
I don't like chapstick. I don't like
your
the
lips.
Way it feels.
What do, okay, sure. What do you put on your lips?
Nothing.
All right.
Gosh.
I just
didn't take care of your body.
If they
man.
Get chapped, I'll buy some.
If no. they get chapped?
Well, if you stay ready, you got to get ready, Nate. Come
wait,
on.
Wait, if they get chapped,
if
like
they
wait.
Get chapped.
So your lips don't get. You know your lips do get chapped.
They every once in a while, and I'll go get a little.
I don't know if you know what chapped is.
Chapped. You know, all people get ashy, just looks different. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. That's why you got to take care of your thigh meat, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, just neglect.
And don't forget the back of the thigh. People
the
back,
the back
of
the
knee,
thigh,
back
bruh.
Of the knee, back of the leg. Come
back
on,
back of the kneecap.
Yeah. Oh man.
Just dog. You ever see somebody at the back of the kneecap just black?
Like, how that happened?
Oh, nasty.
That's years of neglect. Get that out of here. I want to cut off
creases.
Your leg.
Gotta give you your crevices.
Look like elephant skin.
Take care of your crevices. Out here looking like an anteater.
Looking like an anteater.
The old manatee.
Oh, wild animal. Ain't got no access to no kind of lubricant lotions or
sad
nothing.
Sad sea lion.
Yeah, just crackling. Crack, 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 crackling.
Cook eggs on your old burnt.
Sizzling.
Take care of your legs, people. Take care of your body.
Take
That's
care
of
your body.
Saying. Take care of your body. Let's keep pushing,
let's go.
Man. Get some more China food after this.
feeling real China food myself.
Talking about bodies. Dan's boy, Ezekiel Elliott,
ooh.
Dallas Cowboys. Solid running back campaign as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Was not on his best behavior the other day.
Nope.
Talking about body, he was at a pretty much a parade for St. Paddy's Day, and I'm just gonna assume because I'm gonna try to help him out at the beginning because I'm
okay.
not gonna help him out on the back end.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna assume that he probably had a drink too many because what it does on the he's at the top with the float having a good time. There's probably music playing and there's a girl there. Got a little halter top on, got the shoulders out, you know what I'm saying? Cool, all good. And then he pulls the shirt down, exposing her breasts. Just off top, boom. Breast out. Janet Jackson, Super Bowl. All day.
Just
by himself. One hand.
Yeah.
One breast, one nipple. It's crazy, yo. And then, so that's part one. Part two, after he had unfortunately succeeded, video shows that he goes back and later tries to do it again, but a girl slaps his hand away. And so that's just the main piece here. So that's my front end.
Mm-hmm.
My back end is Zeke, we can't have this.
We can't have this.
I don't know who's on your team. No. I don't know your crew. I don't know what was going on. I don't know why he was on that. I don't know why he was at the top of that festival.
Why you celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
What'd you, a week early.
A week early.
At all, black man.
What are you doing?
You better buy you some Lucky Charms and be done with
sit
it.
Sit down.
St. Yeah. Patrick's Day is on a Friday this year.
Listen.
It worked out perfectly for you to celebrate on the day.
What do you think is going to happen, A, in general, essentially sexually assaulting this woman.
Yes, you sexually assaulted that woman.
Let's be very clear. Sexually assaulting this woman.
Absolutely did.
Two, in this camera phone world, what do you think are going to happen to people? We got to be smarter. We got to make wiser choices. And I'm going to specifically say, especially as a black man, especially as a black professional male athlete, you got to make smarter choices, Z. Come on now.
I mean, just to say on top of it, be a man. This is for men.
Come on.
Let's be better than this.
Like, we're talking to all men right now.
All men.
Yeah. Right now.
Be better.
Period.
Listen, I don't care what she's wearing.
Don't care.
What she's doing.
That ain't yours
to touch.
Do not.
Or to expose or anything like that.
I don't care what she said.
Oh, she was already out. I don't care if she was flirty. None of that. Nope. That ain't your body. Keep your hands to yourself. Okay, listen, all I know is you want to touch all the other stuff. You better not fumble one ball this whole year. You better not. You want to get all hands. You better keep your hands to yourself, man. It's just, it gets, I think the older I get, the more frustrated I get when I see like people. Like, I guess you grow up, you don't realize how creepy dudes are.
Creepy.
And you know what I mean? I'm a dude. I've been creepy before, but then, you know, I've tried to learn from my mistakes and stuff like
and
that.
Others.
But then you start realizing like old creepy dudes. Mm. You seen an old creepy dude? Just like, hey, you grab girls by the elbow. Oh, gentlemen, don't grab girls by the elbow.
Don't grab girls.
Don't grab girls. I don't care what President Trump says. Don't grab girls.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's crazy. But like, have some respect for these women. Like, in all, like, it's just
precious.
It's very precious.
Women are precious.
But like, respect people.
Do better, man.
It's just
do better.
It's so easy to be so creepy too.
It is so easy to be so creepy.
And it's just such a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think having strong women in your life.
Hmm.
I think that's a big part of it. I feel like I'm almost hyper aware of creepiness because I've had two sisters yell at me my entire life
about being creepy,
about either being creepy or creepers.
Ooh.
And also, I think I listen to female comedians almost to like learn.
Oh yeah, me. I've definitely learned a lot.
Like, you hear stuff and you're like, A, that's funny, and B,
ooh, we're not good people.
I need to make a note of that. Just hanging like Saturday night,
The
female comic we were hanging out with,
right,
was like, this guy keeps touching my elbow when he talks to me.
Yeah.
And you're just like, why?
Yeah. What's your purpose?
Where does that confidence come? She's like, every time that he has talked to me, he has put his hand on my elbow or my lower back.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm keeping my hands in my pocket all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tip over.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pull my hands out of my pocket to catch myself if I'm falling off of the sidewalk.
Mm.
I'm just going to have a strawberry on my cheek for 2 weeks.
Commitment.
It's just commitment. Just stop. It's just be a better person.
Be better. We got to be better as men.
Also, we got to, your friends, we got to do a better job.
We do.
It's a communal effort.
Tell your friends when they're creepy.
Hey, bro, don't touch her.
Check your friends.
Leave her alone.
Check your friends, fellas. This is a quick little PSA for the fellas.
Yeah, we getting real right now.
That's it. Fellas, do better.
Do better, man.
Just touch her. He don't know her.
Yeah, he don't know her.
Don't know her from that day.
Even if he did.
Even if that was best friends.
If it's friend, even if that's your wife.
She
don't want you touching her. Don't touch her.
Even if she allows you to touch her in private, don't be disrespectful.
Don't be disrespectful. You saw she didn't want that. Don't do that.
Come on, man. Be better.
Hey, Zeke.
Be better, bro.
Be better, man.
I'm assuming your mom was a good woman. Be better. You were raised better than that.
Come on, man. That's trash.
Gotta watch these vices, yo.
Trash.
Don't let these vices get you in trouble.
Right.
Man.
Real quick, because you said we're all dudes. When's the creepiest you ever felt?
Ooh. Ooh, boy. The creepiest I ever felt?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be. Man.
Shoot it.
I definitely accidentally liked a photo at like 3 a.m.
Oh.
That was not good.
What type of photo?
It was this girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Facebook?
Yes.
Recent.
This is an old phone. This is a couple phones ago.
Okay.
Where the back button was dangerously close to the like button.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm being creepy. Mm-hmm. I'll throw that out there. Yeah. I am. I had no business being an album deep. I didn't.
Album deep. 3 a.m. album deep. It's not that album going to
it's album not, deep. It's not a good
shit. Your fault. They're gonna be
shut it down.
So I'm just I'm scrolling and I hit it once and I just see the blue thumb just light up and I felt like I was gonna puke.
Oh man!
And so I immediately unliked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
what does that do?
I don't
it
know.
It goes away.
You think so?
Well, see, here's the thing. You still get the notification.
Yeah, but once you refresh, it can go away.
But when you click on it, it says it doesn't exist.
Yep.
So she gets a notification that says Nathan Owens just liked your picture with a 3:02 timestamp on it.
She clicks the notification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gone. It doesn't take her to the picture.
It doesn't matter then.
Yeah. No, so I panicked.
That's just for you.
Yeah, that's for you.
I didn't know that though. I panicked and I went and I liked and unliked a bunch of other pictures thinking maybe she'll think it was like bad.
A glitch.
Like, oh, it's just a glitch.
Yeah.
Like every time I click on these things, they
drunk
don't exist.
Texting, drunk liking my photos.
It wasn't.
Yeah. That was lightweight creepy. I'm proud of you.
Oh, it was.
No, I'm saying I was expecting worse. Recent. Mine's worse. I've done this before. I'm not proud of my moment of life.
Yo, y'all get some honesty out of us today, babe.
Yeah, because I feel like I have to do this because last week when I broke down my bit, I just gave y'all whack bits. So let me just be real. I remember one time I was driving home and I was on Terra Boulevard and there's a gas station on Terra Boulevard. I think it's a Speedway or something like that. And I'm driving there and in the corner of my eye, I see something that I thought needed my attention.
Hello.
Okay, got out the car. I'm driving. My dumb self, I went and got gas I did not need. Just to be around what got out that car. Just to be around. What did I do? I didn't even get gas. I went out. I guess it came. I got all over here just to buy a Snickers bar. Yeah, because she went in there. I went in there, got me a Snickers bar because she went in there and bought gas. And the whole and I went back and she was looking at me and I was like, am I gonna get gas? No, I got a full tank. So I had to be like, I had to put probably like 33 cent of gas in my car. I put it in and then you could quickly, because it was late at night, so you could quickly hear click. Like that means like as soon as I put it, click. Which means she's got everybody looking at me like, oh, you didn't even need gas. And I'm like, just eat my Snickers. I had to act like I didn't hear my gas tank let me know it was full. And just eat a Snickers bar while she got in her car, went about on her day. But I remember thinking that was the lowest I've ever felt as a dude when I was like, bro, you could be home sleep right now. You were almost home.
Almost
you didn't
out.
Say nothing to her. You didn't even say nothing. You knew nothing. You did nothing. You just was like, I got to see that up close. And I did.
Nice.
Wasn't worth it.
Goodness.
It never worked when you do creepy stuff.
Oh boy.
Because you feel like, oh, this is not good. I'm better than this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, listening to you guys was fun. But when it's your turn, it's again your stomach. Don't feel that good. Speaking into a microphone that 1,000 people a week can listen to.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest because y'all are honest. And that's what guys do who are real friends. They take it. I don't know where it falls in between you two, but I, at least in my mind, the thing that popped up was I was in 8th grade Spanish class. It was called Spanish. and a friend, we were chatting and we were sitting beside each other. We were chatting as friends or whatever. And she says, yo, she has to go sharpen her pencil, old school sharpen the pencil at the front of the class. Mm-hmm. And so she walks to sharpen the class. And while she's sharpening her pencil, she's talking to the teacher. And that's when I just quickly sniffed her chair. So these aren't our best moments. But what these moments teach us a lot about who we don't want to be. Okay? And it's made me a better father, a better husband, a better man to learn from my mistakes. I say men do better. Men do better. Men do better.
Oh my goodness.
So that was that.
Wait, in a chair in this class. You bold.
I thought I act like I dropped my pencil.
Okay. I was like, what are the mechanics behind this?
I now dropped my pencil.
Wow.
Oh, listen, what she had for lunch. Then, it is, yep.
That's it.
As I suspected.
I can't.
Yep, nachos.
Ooh.
Next topic.
Yeah, it is.
Men, be better.
Be better, man.
Yeah. Hashtag, we started hashtag man be better.
Hashtag man be better.
We're going to take over. Don't do that, bros.
Yeah. Definitely don't do that, bros.
Definitely. JP, don't do that.
I'll let them know. I'll be like, hey, guys, for your next episode, don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy.
How about
don't
that? That's how like, don't pull down women's tops on parade floats.
Right.
I don't feel like that. That's don't every be. Some people need that advice, right. Apparently.
Apparently.
Right. Right.
All right. So, next topic. Over in England, Scott Marston, 14-year-old kickboxer, collapsed and then later died at a national championship fight in Leeds, England. Police looking into it, not treating it as a suspicious death. So, obviously, very sad story. But what we want to discuss is kind of just the dangers of sports in general. Is it getting worse? What sports would you not let your kids play because of threats like this?
I'll go first. I'm not letting my kids play nothing but baseball.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. Nothing but baseball. Mainly because it makes more money. And it makes more money, not as much as soccer, apparently.
No, not as much as soccer.
But I enjoy watching it. And so that's... I will never encourage my kids to play football. That's for sure. I'll never encourage them... Maybe basketball, but I feel like... I don't know. You can't play it as long. And there's less spots. But for like physically, like I don't want them snowboarding on a mountain. Like I don't want them doing none of that stuff. Like rollerblade or something like that. But like don't.
Are you fine? Are you so? I think alluding to what they say, like it's interesting because it was first off, I didn't know 14-year-olds could kickbox. I didn't know that was a thing. Like with leagues and belts and things of that nature. Yeah. It was England, correct?
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. And anywhere on the globe, I'm sure it was going down in many places, but. So that kind of one caught me off guard too. It was interesting because it led to conversation about, you know, kids, which I think is a big thing because of just physically the strain on a younger body, but also just in general. Because I talked to a coworker who had a friend who had two brothers, both under like 23, and who were extreme snowmobile mm-hmm. guys. Dude, one brother died. At a event, crushed by the snowboard, wow. Essentially, snowmobile, and then other dude, like just this past winter, was paralyzed, can't walk again because of the snowmobile accident. So it's interesting because like sports, like so I'll say this, like I think one, you're not only gonna let your boy or girl only play baseball. That's stop it, David.
Hey, you don't know me very well.
I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna save you a lot of heartache, David Perdue.
I already got the gloves. The equipment paid for, baby. See, it's a little old.
That's one. I think it is interesting because I feel like over the last several years, football gets the most slack on injuries and safety, but it is definitely not the only sport where severe injury, well, one, we all know injuries can happen anywhere.
Right.
But, like, there are a lot of sports when you talk about kids, especially, I mean, from gymnastics, where you talk about young boys and girls flipping and jumping at young ages. Like I was watching gymnastics the other day somewhere, some show before the show, and I was like, yo, these cats are really jumping. And I was like, what did it look like the first time she tried to do this triple back and jump? Like, how did that go?
She wasn't always landing this.
No. Right? Yeah. And so, I don't know. It's interesting because from extreme sports, like, you know, skateboards, going, you know, on the bike, doing three flips. Yeah. And, you know, from rugby to jiu-jitsu to, you know, all sailing. I mean, just all is interesting. Like, I would not push my son to do anything I felt was... At this age, as a kid, right, as a parent, gotta be wise to do anything I felt was too dangerous, and that's a tough thing to say because if there's passion there and there's ability there, that's a tough challenge. So I would say this in wisdom, like, all right, let me weigh the odds on it here. But it was a really, really interesting thought because when I heard about this incident, I didn't even know kickboxing was a thing, and it was just like, dad, this guy was 14, you know, so much life left.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, so the most dangerous sport is fishing. That's what's bizarre about it. This, there is an aspect of sports that it's an unpredictability no matter what. Fishing has the most deaths. Baseball has deaths. Like that. So
backtrack here for a second. How does fishing have the most deaths?
Boating accidents.
Oh, okay.
Drowning.
Okay.
So there's that. 128 out of every 100,000 participants die horseback riding.
128 out of 1,000?
Out of 100,000.
Out of 100,000.
Which...
That's too many.
I mean, that's still a lot.
That's a lot, mostly because horses are evil, so that's not... No. That's... Also, all right, this has base jumping.
The land sharks.
Brock, you don't want to see our man Nathan Owens, bro.
You don't want to see these...
The shark bit, bro.
Come on,
Crock pot recipe, you don't want to see.
Done, Rock, in your career.
High letters, bro. Ethan, continue, you, son. I've
never felt more insecure about my jokes.
You should have.
I'm throwing them all out.
We got you, son. We got you. Carry up. Fishing.
Base jumping.
Yeah.
Base jumping kills 6 people a year.
Base jumping? What is base jumping?
You jump off a cliff.
You just jump in the little Rocky the Squirrel suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that's different. You jump off a cliff with a parachute.
With a parachute.
So essentially, what you did.
Uh-huh. Skydiving?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But just closer to the ground.
Sure, sure, sure. Gotcha.
So,
I mean, from what is that? Free climbing? With no rope, just climbing a mountain or rocks? Right? Like, it's, I don't know, like, there. As an adult, like, if mission, live, ever, you hit, you know, you hit 18, you hit 21, I'm like, all right, cool, bet. Be wise. Understand everything goes into this. But as a, I think as an 11-year-old, as a 9-year-old, as a 14-year-old, I'm like, man, this is, I don't know, it's a really interesting thing. Because, like, young dudes, young boys and girls be on that Motor X stuff beginning then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jumping. Vroom, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, hey, you know? But then again, you turn around, you hit a pick and roll, and you can just, you know, bust your head on hardwood floor. Like, it's, I don't know. It's interesting.
Sports. My sister gave somebody else a concussion trying to take a charge.
Mm-hmm. Your sister was trying to take a charge?
She was trying to take a charge. She gave another girl a concussion.
That's hilarious.
What?
Yeah.
Strong.
Cross basketball off the list.
Yeah. Strong on.
Yeah, she didn't think about falling with contact. She was like, no, I'm...
I got this.
Yeah.
I got it.
I'm going to be okay.
Yo, let us know what sports you think you would not allow or would be against your kids or your niece and nephew. Just kind of, what sports would kind of be like, ah, no thanks, put the limits on. I mean, especially outside of the world of like just normal sports and the main sports. Yeah. We'd love to hear y'all feedback and dialogue on that. So,
what's the most dangerous sports?
Yeah, what do you give us, somebody make a top 10. Somebody should make a top 10 of that.
Yeah.
And y'all shoot it to us. Somebody make us a top 10.
Yeah.
And you shoot it to us. And we'll put it on the air. You heard that here first. Let's keep it going. Two more topics. March Madness, baby.
Yes.
We made it. We here. This weekend, right?
It's March.
This weekend.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. When this drop, you watching March Madness. We ain't even talking about games, though.
Nope.
We talking about everything else besides the games that you should be excited about. There's tons of stuff to talk about, baby. Music, Cinderella stories, people, voices, fans, mascots, all the good jazz. Nate, Dave, let the people know. What should we be excited about March Madness 2017?
The thing I'm always the most excited about is finding out that one dude, like, all right, my favorite player ever in March is whatever that dude, the Rook from Northern Illinois, when Northern Illinois went that run. Because
yes.
He looked like Ari Gold from Entourage. He's just a little stubby little dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's putting up threes, and it's just like, I like finding, like, the dude that, like, you shouldn't even be here.
Right.
But, you know what I mean, you find a way to make it. Like, if that dude exists in this tournament, he gonna be my favorite player on my favorite team. I always like finding, like, just the scrubbiest of scrubs. And then, like, they make a name for themselves. You know what I mean? Like remember when the Georgia Tech made a run? Maybe you don't remember. It was, like, Luke Schencher.
Yeah, that giant guy.
7-footer. Clearly was not great. If you're 7-foot and you didn't even get a look, like, you was just tall. You know what I mean? And you couldn't play another
Ronald
sport.
McDonald.
Yeah, but, like, I became a fan because he was goofy. And he was out there being tall. And he rose above his goofiness. And the way he looked to play, you know, have a decent tournament run. So that's one of my favorite things. Like, just goofy people.
Yeah, I just, anytime sports are on during the day, it's just, oh, it's like, what I think West Virginia plays at 12:45 tomorrow.
You think.
During the day, sun's out. There's going to be like 8 games on, mm-hmm. like during your lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that doesn't make you just, if that doesn't make you feel warm inside, like, I always had fun, just the aspect of like trying to sneak as many games as I could at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I don't know. Something dumb about that, being able to click down on your screen and be like, oh, my boss has no idea right now.
Mm.
I'm watching Wofford play St. Mary's.
Mm.
And I'm going to risk my job.
Oh, for Wofford.
To watch Wofford play St. Mary's.
When you put it like that, that's dumb.
It is stupid. Yeah. But it's that would have been a great story. Like, oh, why'd you get fired? March Madness.
Did you see that Wofford run?
Hey.
It was worth it.
I don't know if more than one. I've seen at least one local clinic advertise this. For people to get vasectomies on Wednesday, and then they've got a doctor's note for the next 2 days. So, like, you come in.
They only give you 2 days after
get
that?
The procedure. Well, you get the procedure on Wednesday. You get 2 days off work. You get Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, you're that's like, the dumbest thing I've heard good. In a while.
It may be dumb from the perspective of the
no.
surgery.
Mm-mm.
The person going into the procedure, yes, that's dumb. As a clinic, that's smart.
Because
that's,
what?
How else do you market
you don't.
Vasectomies?
You don't market that. You put that on the thing that's not on the menu. It's yeah. like, hey, let me get the snip.
You gotta, you gotta whisper to get that.
You know, you gotta have two knocks and shake. Yeah, so you got your little piece of thigh meat. And you gotta get in there, mug to the back door,
make a noise, wink three times.
I might be having that on a commercial.
It's a commercial for vasectomy.
I don't like seeing Vagisil in public. World? I don't like
it wasn't on like it wasn't on TV.
I saw on the internet. That's worse.
No, boy.
That's more people.
It wasn't like, come on down and get your vasectomy Wednesday.
Like.
It wasn't like
it that. Like, it sounded like, it was a dude outside twirling the side. Come on, get a snip. Get a snip. Get a snip. Get a snip.
Corny from Dick Van Dyke. Yeah.
He's on the corner barking.
Yeah, I got that snip for you. Got that snip. Got that snip. Snip, snip, snip.
They've got kindergarten scissors right here with the edges. Yeah. Come on in. Come on in. Two at a time. Two at a time. Like a short, you like a long. Come on in.
Snip, 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 snip. Yeah, so you snip, snip, snip. Make design. Huh? I heard you like puppies.
Madison, get out of here.
All right, we got 2 minutes left in this topic. We have to tell Damon how fantastic One Shining Moment is.
Yo,
one of the greatest moments of the sports year.
Mm-hmm. I threw it out there. I'm not going to put this on you, Nate, because this is a bold statement. So I'm not going to put this on you because I know you don't know. What did I say? I said, you said One Shining Moment is in Luther's top 10.
Yes.
All right.
One Shining Moment is not one of Luther Vandross' top 10 greatest songs ever. That is what I said.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I'm going to disagree because of the reach that it has because of the tournament. Mm-hmm. It will play forever as part, like, if people pull it away, it will forever be linked to this.
And so what I'm saying is that if you only know Luther Vandross because of March Madness, your opinion means nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like it's like isn't like if you only know if you only know Michael Jackson because of Rock With You, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything about you. Ugh. I don't want to talk to you about
that's
Michael
Nate
Jackson's
too.
Kids.
No, I'm just kidding. He looked away.
That's what. So let me be clear on that. Okay. But
so
yeah,
I'm saying as a person who knows Luther and knows basketball because I know Luther in basketball.
Uh-huh.
It gets in my
not
top
even.
10.
His national anthem is better than One Shining Moment.
Oh no.
Okay.
Have you heard his national anthem?
It's great. It's probably number
Here's the 10. Thing about how good that song is. Jennifer Hudson sang it.
Sure.
Who's phenomenal.
She is.
1 year and everybody was like,
"Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
This isn't your time."
That's what legends do.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, like how great
that
song
is. Super iconic.
It's so good.
Right. You know what's funny? You guys are reneging on your slam dunk conversation earlier.
Music is different than sports.
Why does he say that every week?
Because
you
do.
You do.
He says that every week.
It's so different.
Every single
you
week.
You
because
have
I will say this. Because
you say Jennifer Hudson comes out with the same song and they say "Get out of here" from the originator, even though she did
because
the exact
it didn't
same
improve.
Thing.
Well, all right,
the dunk contest has
she
improved.
Didn't improve.
One shining moment.
Her voice
did not
was probably
high.
She probably had more range.
That's what
she
I mean. I don't know about music like that.
She probably had better runs. What are you talking about? She probably looked better. That is four. Boom. What were you gonna say? Because you're gonna compete against the dunk statement.
Yeah, only because like I don't know music like runs and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, you're just not Luther. I mean, so like, get out of here.
But Levine is Jordan.
No, because
that's
he,
what you
he,
said earlier.
No, I said
guys, I want you to remember what you said earlier,
and I remember
you
exactly
said
what I said. I said
Levine are better dunkers than
yes,
Michael.
Because I
the
saw
Air
because
Jordan.
I saw Michael Jordan leap from the free throw line and dunk it, and I saw Levine leap and then do a windmill.
That was
and dunk
one of his dunks, which was not even his best dunk.
What I'm saying
in
is
the whole competition
he
that he won back to back years.
I could clearly see where he expanded upon a certain dunk. I don't know that with
Levine
music.
Only has one slam dunk title.
All right. We would have.
So if you're the best, if you better than Jordan,
he ain't
with
been
dunk,
before years.
We
would have been in here. This,
we
you're doing that thing. You're doing that thing. You're doing that thing. People, don't let Damon tweet him. Don't let him get
please,
away with the thing.
Please tweet
that he's
me.
Doing.
Ooh, I'm ready for these tweets.
Please tweet him.
Where's Chris Burnett? I'm ready for all of these tweets. That's good, boy. All
right, we're at the hour.
One shining moment is
back. All right, let's
wait. What? Are we at 90 minutes?
No, we're at 115.
Oh, okay. All right.
115.
Don't be a liar.
Yeah.
What did he do that? The show
Why
starts
would you
at
even
8.
Say that?
What was you
we're 3 hours in. Wait, no, next we're only 30 minutes in. What? Wait.
I guessed an hour and a half as no, I was trying to find
no,
it.
You did. Stop it.
Next topic. So, as March Madness kicks off, we decided we're going to make our own tournament. So, what 4th and 10 has done is we've created a tournament of the best TV theme songs of all time.
All time.
You guys are going to vote on these via Twitter. If you don't have Twitter and you want to contribute, get a Twitter. Because you can shout into your computer all you want that
you
one theme song.
Get a
Twitter.
Yeah, granddad.
Get a Twitter. 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 Snap Twitter.
How would you phrase that?
Get on Twitter.
Get onto Twitter.
Get a Twitter account. Get a Twitter.
Get a Twitter account, sure.
Also, people, you can follow our Facebook page. It'll be up there, too.
Yeah.
Most people have that.
Well, the results will. I don't think. Anyway,
we can put the bracket on there.
Yeah, we'll put the bracket.
All right.
On there. All right. Anyway, so we broke it down into four regions.
Yeah. What are we saying there?
We have a cartoon region, sitcom region, instrumentals, mm-hmm. And live action children's TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go through the first round.
Run them through
real quick. Region mm-hmm. number one: cartoons, DuckTales versus Alvin and the Chipmunks, Inspector Gadget versus Darkwing Duck, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Animaniacs versus Tiny Toons, The Magic School Bus versus The Proud Family, Pokemon versus The Flintstones, The Jetsons versus Arthur, Scooby-Doo versus Captain Planet.
Oh, boy.
So that's the cartoon
we
region.
Got people thinking this episode, guys. Let them run through them all.
Yep. Keep going.
Next region on the other side of the bracket, sitcom. This was the toughest. We could almost do a bracket of just sitcom.
You could?
Yeah.
So I had a lot of trouble with this one. First round, Friends versus Community, Happy Days versus Cheers, The Jeffersons versus Gilligan's Island, Family Matters versus Growing Pains, The Brady Bunch versus Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus Golden Girls, Dick Van Dyke Show versus The Addams Family, Full House versus Freaks and Geeks. So...
I just want to say, some of these scenes, it's like some people got a raw deal on these scenes. Look,
it's not
fair. This Brady Bunch Saved by the Bell is not fair to either one. Like, to either one.
There was another one. Was it Proud Family or was against something else?
Proud Family is against the Magic School Bus.
That's not fair at all.
You've got to create some tough matchups in the first round.
Friends and Community?
Nobody
can home Community.
That's a number one versus a 16.
That's what I'm saying. No, okay. Your seating is. All okay, right. Keep going, but your seating is.
Let me clear. Nate put in a lot of effort.
I halfway
in this
did.
You did. You did.
He did.
Yeah. Let's be very clear. Nate did all of the work in this.
Let's be clear.
And we all knew that, and then I'm going to judge you for it.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Because I did this, and I was like, there's probably a lot of shows on here that nobody else has watched.
You got it.
I ain't seen Steve Harvey yet.
Carry on, sir. Carry on.
Cuts had to be made.
I got you.
Win your conference championship.
Can you play the saxophone note? That's all I'm saying. Keep going. All
right.
All right, let's go.
Oh, he don't even got Moesha on it.
God, dog.
Come
Martin.
On. Oh, he don't have Martin? What's up?
Single.
I'm looking for a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. Sister.
Yeah.
All of the WB Sunday night
is
are those off. Are those great theme songs or are they great shows?
Great theme songs.
Did you hear us singing all them all?
Because there are definitely some shows on here that are not great shows.
Look, we'll get to why this is trash.
Go ahead.
Keep going. Let's do this.
Let's go. All
right. Instrumentals bracket. The Office against Recess. Game of Thrones versus Y5O. The Lone Ranger versus MASH. The Munsters versus The Simpsons. Law and Order versus I Love Lucy. The A-Team versus Mission Impossible. Mm. Parks and Rec versus I Dream of Jeannie. Mm. And The Andy Griffith Show versus Doug.
Mm.
What Cosby at?
Mm. Ooh.
Which season?
Mm. Instrumental.
They all.
Which they changed it. I thought about Cosby. Mm-hmm. They changed it up every year.
And they're all good.
You're not confident.
Don't let
in
that
your
man
theme
personal
song.
Life interfere with his professional life.
Yeah. Listen, I did not
come
do
on.
That.
Next region.
I have trouble. Region. Okay. Next one is this is kids TV. I'll be honest, I panicked with the fourth region. Probably should have done two sitcoms. Probably
we're gonna see.
Believe in yourself, man. You chose what you chose. Let's
kids
go.
live action TV.
All right.
So I have Batman from 1960 versus Barney and Friends, mm-hmm. Sesame Street versus Gullah Gullah Island, All That versus Reading Rainbow, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood versus Zaboomafoo, Fraggle Rock versus Eureka's Castle, Mickey Mouse Club versus Zoom, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers versus Wonder Woman, The Muppet Show versus The Big Comfy Couch.
Wait, you said Mickey
Where's
Mouse Club?
Where's Tyena?
Hey, so, yo, that's it, yo. This is gonna be a good. We need a lot of engagement participation, here. Guys.
If you don't follow me on Twitter, it's at @IAM_Owens. I'm gonna tweet a region each day within those with that. That'll be the matchups. So tomorrow or whenever this episode drops, once it does, you'll start seeing the matchups for cartoons.
Let us know what you think. What did we miss? Did he miss anything? Did we miss anything?
Where's Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince is in sitcoms.
Sitcoms. It's going up against the Golden Girls.
Ooh. Why would you do that to them in the first round?
That's what I'm saying.
In the first round, one of them got to go? Oh, yeah. Hey, we need participation. We need engagement. Tell your fans. Share. Retweet. Repost. Let's try to get, you know what I'm saying? Let's get a lot of retweets.
Let
man.
Us know who got the snubs, too.
Oh, snubs.
Let us know the snubs.
Give us your predictions, too.
Yeah.
Give us a final
four. Give
us
your predictions.
Give us your final four.
But I definitely want snubs because I'm thinking now.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot. There's a lot of TV shows that have never been made. Uh-huh. And each one of them has a theme song.
I've never heard 3 seconds of MASH. I turn that. Am I the only one
turn
MASH?
I know the 3 seconds of MASH and I turn it.
Yeah. And it's gone.
Every time.
Can we be real? I've not seen. 3 seconds. I feel like if you polled 100 people of color, MASH is turned off before that helicopter lands. I don't even know
MASH,
if it does land.
Perry Mason.
Ooh. I do like Perry. My grandma like Perry Mason.
Hey, was I Love Lucy on this joint?
Yeah, I have Lucy on.
Okay,
all
right.
Where Knight Rider at?
We got WB. We got Moesha. Yeah, yeah, we got Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Yo, let us know what stuff we missed as well, man.
Little House on the Prairie.
He put in all the work. We're not going to take that from him. He put in that work.
Yeah, points
for that. He had to do this and watch a baby on his own. So, you know, he did the work.
He did the work. Absolutely.
Engagement, guys. When the album when it drops, yo, we want to see what you guys think for sure.
So that's it?
Yeah, we did.
That's all the topics.
That's good. I'm excited about the next few weeks.
Hashtag 4th and 10.
4th and 10.
Find me on Twitter so you guys can vote. And don't be mad. Don't be a Friends fan that's mad because community fans showed up to vote because they're going to. That's a passionate fan base against a not great TV show with a phenomenal theme song.
You said that.
Friends is not great.
Oh, look.
But it's got an awesome
theme song.
You
don't get no argument from me knowing, but I'm just saying, you about to make a lot of white girls mad.
Oh, they're messing up his chances.
Yeah.
My name is Ethan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I'm Owens.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Do or Die. That's at @DUEORDIE. Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys listening. Continue to write us and rate us and review us. Like, that means a lot. Tell your friends about it, please, because we're trying to do big things. So we appreciate you guys.
I'm going to put Different World on there. Get at me, man.
No!
Twitter, man. D-A-M-O-N-J-R.
Yo, you trash for this name.
Yeah,
man. You don't have Different World right here. I'm losing it.
Yo, man, it's going to be good. Thank you again, guys, so much. Always for listening. We appreciate y'all's support, man. We really, really do.
Hashtag more than 10.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Holla.
Peace.
I made me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got. Music is all we got.